Hey, you know why I love Fridays? Most people take Fridays off mentally. They'll tune into the show on Monday and Wednesday, but slack off on Friday. So you know what I love to do? Put the gems, the real nuggets, in Friday episodes. Little nuggets of rewards for you, the one who's committed to creating a different life for their family. Now let's take a look at a couple advantages that we, as individual investors, have over the big boys. One, they have limits on how they can operate. These limits are set by the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission. There are rules about how they can allocate their funds, how much of a company they can own, etc. Two, they operate using funds from other investors. This means they have to look good to keep the money coming in, to maintain that trust. Every year, around this time, we have what's referred to as rebalancing. Big money in the short term need to look good to their investors. So they have to trim positions, invest in certain other positions. You'll notice a downturn in the stock market around this time. This is the time of year that money managers need to clean up their portfolios to look good. And they have to do this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Part three, or number three, is part of looking good is avoiding non-established investments. For example, Bitcoin. Bitcoin's been around for a long time. Much more institutional money is buying crypto assets now because the space is becoming much more accepted. But before, when Bitcoin was really cheap and many of them knew about it, not many older investors would have been happy if their money managers were buying crypto with their retirement and their 401k and their pensions, so the big money really wasn't going to touch it. This is where we have the advantages. We can invest in whatever we want with no judgment. When Bitcoin was $300, $3,000, or even $30,000, no one could tell you not to buy it. And at the end of the year, you wouldn't have to show anyone your balance sheet and hope for their approval. When Tesla's legitimacy was being questioned, you could have put whatever amount you wanted into it without any consequences. If we see something that makes sense to us for an investment, there doesn't need to be a justification. Now, I'm not recommending anyone just go buy anything because you can. What I'm saying is this. Hedge funds attempt to grow their assets by around 12% a year. As an individual investor, you have the ability to blow that number out of the water with enough focus, commitment, and a little luck. Something I've been reading and hearing from Peter Lynch, a legendary investor. It also makes sense when you think about it too, right? Stocks with low institutional ownership, meaning institutions do not own a large percentage of the outstanding shares, that means big money hasn't moved in yet, either because they don't believe in it or they're just afraid to. Like I said, they have to look good at the end of the day. Now, it doesn't mean you should buy every stock with low institutional ownership. For a lot of cases, there's a good reason that they're not buying. But if you find a company that you know and like that hasn't gotten the spotlight from Wall Street, this may be a reason to beat them at it, right? And if you do, and the institutions eventually find a reason to buy shares in that same company because they realize what you realize, well, you'll see what happens, right? You saw what happened with Bitcoin when more institutions moved in. It went straight up. And this is way after, original Bitcoin hypers, or the people who really loved Bitcoin, they were buying it at $300 or $200 or $100. And they held this whole time. The minute institutions became involved, it ran up. Now it's at $62,000, $63,000. So we have a huge advantage being able to be early movers in things that we're really passionate about. And to understand this, right, we have much more power than we realize as individual investors, right? Here's my honest opinion. I don't think we have the power to move stock prices like the media suggests with this whole Reddit craze. But I do recognize our power to make individual and calculated decisions. ones that, if we take our time, can be very rewarding. And it's things that big hedge funds can't do. They just cannot. It doesn't matter how much money they have, they cannot do certain things. Anyways, I just wanted you to recognize your power today as we move into next week. If you're investing with a small amount of money, like me, it's important to block out all the noise and embrace the luxuries we have that big money managers do not. So enjoy your weekend with that thought. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well. And remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.